Record.
Hey y'all, this is Oren coming to you here from the Oren Life podcast, which I haven't been doing lately, but I guess this will be the first episode in, I'd say, about 2 years or so. And I'm going to review a very simple RPG today called Progress Quest. And the reason I say simple is because, I mean, it is. I mean, I won't spoil anything. But I'm gonna, first and foremost, I'm running on the Mac platform, so I'm gonna go to my Windows machine.
Finder. VMware Fusion.
And,
put
here. Oh,
VMware share folders.
Alright, I'm on desktop.
Sideways desktop.
And, I'm going to go to the directory that I installed Progress Quest in.
Start menu, Windows, database.
I will hit Windows R, which on the Mac would be Command R.
C/R, run dialog, type the name of the program, R, space.
I'm going to type C:\PQ.
PQ, folder view is new, unselected license, 107.
And now I'm in my PQ folder.
Right, menu, folder, menu, window, now. Windows, XP, professional.
Alright, be quiet, Alex. And then I'll press L for list so I can get, list view instead of, as a listen.
Leave menu, PQ, folder view is new, unselected license, 107. Folder view is new, unselected license, 107.
Is the license agreement.
Orange Tempest.
That's my character file.
Orange Tempest, back.
That's my backup character file.
PQ, PQ, through Mod Tempest, through Mod Tempest, back.
And that's... I think this is the actual game, and we'll press enter on it.
New game, single player button.
Andy disconnected.
No, there's two options. We have new game single player, or we have new game multiplayer. And I'll tab just to confirm it.
Low game button. Exit button. New game multiplayer button. New game single player button.
So.
New game multiplayer button.
If we do single player, obviously you're gonna be by yourself. Not that it really matters. With multiplayer, you randomly encounter a player and you can player kill him and get experience for it. I'm going to go to single player for now.
New game single player button.
And press space on it.
Progress quest, new character, edit properties.
And it'll create a random, this is the name box.
Properties, P-R-O-P-E-R-A-E-S,
man. It created a randomly generated name. I will use this name for the purposes of this demonstration because, I don't know what name to pick anyway, and this is exactly why it generates them. And it generates, if we tab.
Cancel button. Raise the level of screen open, check 621.
It generates, it selects different the races for you, which are, human. I mean, these races make fun of other.
KTS 5688 disconnected.
RPG games. And they will. And. That it won't sound familiar, so we're just gonna leave it. And for this game, it doesn't matter what. I don't think it even matters what class you choose. The only thing that matters is what ability you should be getting. So I'm gonna tab again.
Class fighter, green open, check 11 of 18.
So it's basically saying that I'm a fighter.
Stats open.
So I press this button, the space bar. And it's going to randomly roll my stats for my character. And as you can see, it did that.
Stats on roll button. Sold button. Edit properties.
I don't know if I can't check it, but
sold button.
It doesn't matter anyway because if I hit this button, sold, spacebar on this.
5% progress quest properties list 2 unselected SCR 8 1 of 8. 26%.
This is it. This is. And of course, the progress bar is.
72%.
Remain completely irrelevant.
28%.
It's just, but this is it, guys. The game, the whole 3%. Point of the game, it's called progress quest, is to make progress. 80%. So the longer you have the program open and you minimize the system tray, it's going to say level up, and you can say that you're the best player ever.
42%.
You know, if you have your computer on for multiple days and weeks and whatnot, you'll
be
great at this game, because I have a level 52 character, and it just kind of sits in the background 9%. And levels up and whatnot. So we can boot. We have our stats here.
With SDR 8, 1 of 8.
My strength is 8.
Con 13.
My constitution, 60%. Which is
not selected. Con 13.
My ability to carry things. And how much I can carry in gold and stuff is 13.
Extend 10%.
My dexterity is maybe I'm getting con.
86%.
My constitution and dexterity mixed up, but my stats are gradually raising.
61%.
My stats are gradually raising right now.
At 14.
My intelligence 36%. Is 14, which for spellcasting and stuff.
Not selected. 14. 11%.
My wisdom is 8 for clarity.
88%. Not selected. Con 9.
My
30%.
I forgot what CAJ is, but because 69%. They abbreviate them and they parody other role playing games.
Not selected. Con 9. 13%. HP max 4.
My health point maximum is 4.
MP max 7. 90%. Not selected. MP max 7.
My magic point maximum is
32%.
7. Which means that if it goes down to 0,
70%.
I'd be killed. But it doesn't really matter anyway, because your character is just going to heal itself
15%.
And continue killing. Now, if you boot, if you route across the PC,
91%.
On the Mac would be numpad 0,
66%.
Plus, I think. I'm not exactly sure what
19%.
What it is, but it works.
Route across the PC.
So, route across the PC.
Still for 1. 58% experience, 50+1, centipede, spellbook, billy book 1.
And it's getting all the items and stuff, but when we go down to the bottom, it'll tell us what I'm killing.
Bottom of 5, executing a battle moth.
So it's executing 66%. A battle moth right now, and when you get to higher levels, you'll execute
39%.
6 of something, or
executing a great bug.
Executing 13%. A great bug.
Executing an undernourished octopus.
Executing an undernourished octopus.
89%.
These monsters get really silly.
Executing an undernourished octopus. 63%. Executing on the rage.
And it's going to
heading to market to sell.
And it's 54%. Now it's going to sell my going to the market.
40%.
For to sell loot, and then
selling the candy.
And it's selling
60%
these items.
Selling the sprite can.
Selling a sprite can.
Selling the astral can, lab robot.
Selling
80%. Selling moth dust.
Selling moth dust.
Selling octopus beef.
Selling octopus beef.
100% heading to the killing fields.
And now it's going about to kill again.
Heading to the killing fields. 6% executing on the nurse cola.
And this is it. I mean, this is
83%. PC cursor.
We can minimize this. We can.
Menu system menu restore available. Move size minimize maximum minimize.
Quit. JC menu menu folder menu folder.
And
title is PQ.
We're back in the PQ folder now. There's an issue with Fusion. We can't use numpad 0 F11, aka insert F11, because the F11 key, I think, kind of dims the screen on the Mac, and you can do it if you go into the VMware Fusion preferences and disable the Mac keyboard shortcuts, but then you're stuck in Windows all the time. In order to get to a Mac application that you're running, you have to like randomly click out of VMware Fusion to get to your Mac application. And I'm going to report to VMware about this, because, perhaps there's a way that we can make it so we can disable the or somehow remap the keys so that it doesn't conflict with JAWS keys. So I'm gonna go to my desktop. I'm gonna type an alternate way to access my system tray.
Desktop folder view is new. VMware shared folders 953.
And shift tab.
Start button.
And then down arrow.
System tray progress quest properties button.
And
Java update available button. Progress quest properties button.
So. You press enter on this.
51% progress quest properties list 2 not selected MP max 7 8 of 8. List 2 not selected name properties 1 of 4. List 2 not selected name properties 1 of 4. List 2 name properties 1 of 4. Race will of the wisp.
Race will of the wisp.
Class fighter organist.
Class fighter organist.
17% not level 1.
And it's level 1. And I mean that's
77%.
Pretty much it. And then we're
gonna select level 1.
Before this.
Progress quest okay button.
I'll just saved it, but I'll just delete it afterwards.
No Windows access. Press Windows key to go to the desktop. TU folder view is new. Okay. License.
I'm going to open up my character again.
4%. Progress quest. Orange Tempest. List new. Not selected name. Orange 1-4. List new. Level 52. 4-4. Menu. System menu. Restore. Move. Minimize. Leave menus. TU folder view is new.
Continue level.
Desktop. Folder view is new.
But, I mean,
Audio Hijack Pro.
Not,
Audio.
Is, I mean, this is if you're one of those.
Hijack Pro. Windows, Windows. Audio Hijack Pro. Component.
This is the probably one of the laziest games on the net. But I just, you know, I mean, I wanted to shit, you know, for your casual gamers. But I will. This has been that one for the second podcast on Blind Cool Tech. And if you want to hear more of me, you can listen to my Monkey Term podcast from last year. But regarding that, I would not use Monkey Term anymore, but that's another topic. You can find me at gcast.com/u/OrinLife. That's my other my podcast. And my contact info, you can reach me at orin.angi@gmail.com, and you can Skype me at orin1112, and email me if you want the rest of it. Otherwise, this has been another podcast, and I'm out.